हरे राम राम।
हरे कृष्णा,
आई वेलकम ऑल द डिवोटीज टू आवर भक्ति संगा जपा कॉन्फ्रेंस कॉल ऑफ आवर श्रील प्रभुपाद श्रीलामृता समरी सेशंस। सो बिफोर स्टार्टिंग दैट आई वुड लाइक टू रीड द श्रील प्रभुपाद कोट ऑफ द डे 17th जून। हॉर्स इज कंट्रोल्ड बाय द माउथ, देयरफॉर यू हैव सीन द हार्नेसेस आर फिक्स्ड इन द माउथ, द ड्राइवर कंट्रोल्स द माउथ एंड द हॉर्स गोज। सो कृष्णा वॉज ए बॉय, how did he know that this demon Keshi has come in the shape of a horse? If I have to control him, I will have to control his mouth. So he pushed his hand within the mouth of the horse, and the horse felt it was just like a hot iron bar. So he died. Similarly, when Krishna fought with Arishtasura, he knew that to control the bull, you have to control the horns. So he took up the horns and killed him. This is Swabhaviki. Swabhaviki, natural. He knows everything. Mayapur, June 17th, 1973. Hare Krishna. So today we are very fortunate to have with us Her Grace Aditi Mataji to give the chapter summary of 31. Hare Krishna, Aditi Mataji, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. Thank you so much, Mataji, for giving your very precious time and association this morning and giving the chapter summary of 31 of Lilambhuta. So I now hand over the call to you, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Before that, I would like to give a brief introduction about Aditi Mataji. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Her Grace Aditi Mataji has got her home science degree from Pune and IATA International Air Transport Association diploma from Pune. She had her own travel agency business. She was engaged in community service, social work for underprivileged children, working with NGO for the polio affected children, and sponsorship for children education project, rendering service to the mankind in Pune. She is associated with ISKCON for past 25 years. She took her life membership of International Society of Krishna Consciousness from Pune. Aditi Mataji took initiation from His Holiness Gopal Krishna Goswami Maharaj, moved to Canada in 2004 and serving at ISKCON Sri Sri Radha Govindji in Canada. She cooks delicious bhoga regularly and serves in temple to the devotees time to time. She's doing the service of book distribution as well as Gita to youth in Alberta University in her community to spread Krishna consciousness. She started in 2020, her own Govinda kitchen, which serves only sattvic food without onion and garlic and vegetarian baking products. And she is associated with Bhakti Sangha from 2020. And everybody knows her very well because she is doing greeting service every day in the morning. Thank you so much, Mataji, for your beautiful, introduction service. Beautiful services, and thank you for accepting the request and coming on the call. And please forgive me for the timings. I said you wrong. Usually CST 10 o'clock would be EST 11 o'clock. I thought that's the Canada timings, but it looks like there is a difference in timings. Mataji, please forgive me for that. Hare Krishna, please take over.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. All the devotees, please accept my humble obeisances. Am I audible, Mataji?
Yes, Mataji.
Okay. Yeah, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, all glories to Guru Maharaj, and all glories to all these beautiful devotees assembled here today. I'm not even qualified for this session, but Vinita Mataji, I could not say no to her. Like Shama Gauri Mataji, when she asked me to do the, you know, introduction, we should be always, looking forward to doing service. So my humble, pranam and dandavat pranam, and thanks to all of you, to the Bhakti Sangha group who has, been for many years. I mean, they are dedicated, they started this Sangha. And like they say, Sadhu Sangha, I mean, the association. So I'm so blessed, so fortunate that I got associated with the Bhakti Sangha. And believe me, I have progressed in my chanting. I've progressed in so many other things. I'm not lying, and it's the truth, because I am associated since the past 25 years. But I used to do my chanting, my 16 rounds, which is Guru Maharaj's instruction, right? We have to follow that. But when I heard Guru Maharaj even saying, or Srila Prabhupada saying, that prioritize your time, hum log sochte the, we used to think, nahi, baad mein kar lenge. We will do it in the afternoon, we'll do it in the evening. But ever since I joined Bhakti Sangha group, 4 a.m. is the time, you know, I wake up, and it's like addiction. You devotees have really spread that nectarine all over. Thank you so much. I'm so fortunate. I don't want to talk too much because we have a time restraint. So let me, you know, first do the pranam prayers. ॐ अज्ञानातिरिङ्गान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुमिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः. श्रीचैतन्यमनोविस्तं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा मया ददाति स्वापदङ्कितं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुक्तपदकमलं श्रीगुरो वैष्णं च श्रीरूपं सग्रजतं सहजन रघुनाथावितं तं सजीवन् सद्वैतं सहभूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपदं सहजन ललिता श्रीविजयकवितं सह नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रसाय भूतले श्रीमति भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामी इति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणी निर्वेशे शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणी. हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरंगी राधे वृंदे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणामामि हरे प्रिये वंश कल्पगरूपस्य च कृपा सिंधुभयैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः. जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासद गौर भक्त वृंद. हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे. हरे कृष्ण. सो आई एम वेरी फॉर्चुनेट टुडे टू read this chapter, which was a very important chapter, I believe so. I mean, all the chapters are important, although because Srila Prabhupada, he went through so much, you know, of challenges during this movement. You know, he just wanted to do the preaching, he wanted to do the prachar of the Krishna consciousness movement, and he came through so many hurdles, so many obstacles, but nothing stopped him. He just kept going on. So chapter 31, a chapter against the threat against ISKCON is today's topic. So Srila Prabhupada goes to Boston to inaugurate a beautiful temple there. He was asked to come to inaugurate the temple in Boston. So there were loads of devotees, so many devotees who assembled there, you know, to welcome him in the Boston Logan airport. Oh, there were a bunch of people. I mean, Brahmanand Prabhu was also present there. And Kirtananda Prabhu, he came from New Vrindavan with truckload of devotees from New York with large banner. And it said, ISKCON welcomes you, Srila Prabhupada. So they were so happy. They were so overjoyed. They were dancing. They were doing kirtana at the international airport. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. They were dancing, jumping. The cops had to come and tell them, hey, just slow down, slow down. You know, so they started murmuring, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Ram Ram Hari Hari. So they were so overjoyed. They were so excited to welcome Srila Prabhupada to Boston Temple. And the flight got delayed for some reason. So their kirtana still continued. You know, they were so much into the trance, you know, that they just forgot everything and they were just screaming, jumping, you know, dancing. I mean, I could feel when we read that, you know, as if we are into that mood, you know. So it was so beautiful that the devotees were dancing, doing kirtanam. You know, the moment the flight landed, they started jumping and dancing, you know, and louder, you know, they started doing the kirtan. They were so excited and they just wanted to have a glimpse of Srila Prabhupada. So they were just going running to the, you know, wall, and it was a thick wall. Those days, you know, we couldn't see, and they had a black thing on the thick wall. So they just peeped in and they were trying to take a glimpse of Srila Prabhupada, you know. So as soon as Srila Prabhupada, he comes out of the custom and he puts his hand up with his beads, you know, and just saying Hare Krishna to all the devotees. So the devotees were so overjoyed, you know. So when he came out, he was surrounded with all these devotees. There were Matajis, there were children, there were reporters. You know, there were so many people waiting there to welcome him. So Srila Prabhupada, he just, you know, greeted everybody, paid their obeisances to him. Srila Prabhupada, he explains that Krishna consciousness is a great science culminated in pure love of God. So these boys and girls never heard of Krishna before, but now they have taken it so naturally, he said. Because it's natural, Prabhupada says, he's an old man, yet he's sure that even if he passes away, his students will continue this Krishna conscious mission, just the way Bhakti Sangha Japa group has also started this mission. So after the lecture, Srila Prabhupada was escorted to the limousine to head to the temple. Although most of the devotees, they already reached the temple to greet, welcome Srila Prabhupada. So going in limousine those days were a big deal. In fact, even today, I mean, going in limousine is a big, big deal. And even then, it was a big deal. So once one reporter had asked Srila Prabhupada, Swamiji, why do you go in such posh car like limousine or BMW? So Srila Prabhupada had a very sense of humor. You had a very good sense of humor. So he said, well, this is just a box of tin. I should be actually going in a car which is all embedded with diamonds. You know, so he had a very good sense of humor. He said, this is just a box of tin. But he never had that pride or anything, but he had a very good sense of humor. So Prabhupada was receiving so much of respect and so much of love as soon as he, you know, arrived in the temple. So everybody was falling to his feet to pay their obeisances, you know. So when he approached the temple, he always used to do the deity greetings. And when he did the deity greetings, he used to literally look at the lotus feet of, you know, the Lord. And he would really, you know, like engaged, and he would be involved looking at the deities. That's how he always did the greeting. Similarly, in this temple also, it was a new temple. So he was doing the deity greetings and he looked at the deity's clothes, the altar. And he said, it's so beautiful, you know. So he just asked, that, who made this clothes? They're so beautiful. So one of the devotees said, Saradhya, one of the devotees, she has made this dress. Srila Prabhupada smiled and said, thank you. He laughed and said, is Saradhya still fighting with her husband? Everybody laughed over there. Saradhya covered her face with a sari. She was so shy when Prabhupada said that. So Prabhupada said, don't fight with your husband. He's a good man. He said, anybody comes to Krishna consciousness is a good man, a good person. So Srila Prabhupada goes around in the temple looking at everything because it's a new house which they had bought and they made that the temple. So as he was looking around, he notices the printing press. And as soon as he sees the printing press, he does Dandavat Pranam and offers his obeisance to his Guru Maharaj, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Ji. So he'll pay his obeisances to his Guru Maharaj. Now Advaita, the devotee who was standing next to him, asked, what should we name this machine, this printing press? Prabhupada says, Ishkon Press. Prabhupada gave his orders, his instruction, that keep this machine clean. Clean this machine every day, because this is my heart, he said. And Advaita Prabhu said, and you are our heart. You're the heart of Ishkon. He said, and this is, so he said, name this printing press Ishkon Press. He was so happy when this, he saw the printing press, because he knew now the books will be published, more books will be published. So Advaita said, you're the heart of Ishkon. Prabhupada said, machine is the heart of Ishkon. Now Ishkon was 3 years old. So they had started printing the Back to Godhead magazine. So 50,000 Back to Godhead magazine was been printed. Prabhupada used to feel very happy as soon as the books would be printed. So he was overjoyed when he heard that 50,000 books were printed. Devotee named Advaita asked, what should we name the printing press? And he said, yes, it should be Ishkon Press. Ishkon was about 3 years, like I said. Sorry, I'm repeating. I was very nervous today because when Vinita Mahataji said, you know, the class has started, so I'm a bit nervous. So just excuse me if I'm repeating it again and again. So he was so happy when the books were printed and the magazines were printed. Meanwhile, Purushottam Prabhu, who used to be Srila Prabhupada's personal secretary, wanted to meet him. So he wanted to quit this Ishkon moment, the Hare Krishna moment, and he wanted to leave. Devotees had informed Srila Prabhupada that he wants to meet you. So Srila Prabhupada said, call him and I would like to talk to him. Purushottam Prabhu could not agree with Srila Prabhupada about the moon, the moment and everything. He didn't believe all of this. That's why he was not progressing also in his bhakti. Srila Prabhupada said to Purushottama Prabhu, if you have questions, why don't you ask me? Purushottam said, you yourself have said that if we should only ask question to somebody, we feel we can believe or trust. This is what Purushottam Prabhu told Srila Prabhupada. After hearing this, Prabhupada was very, very hurt. He felt so hurt when he heard what Purushottam Prabhu had to say to him. And Purushottam Prabhu wanted to leave that night. So he said, I want to leave. Srila Prabhupada said, you have been with me so long and now you are so anxious to go. You can't even stay a night. Purushottam Prabhu didn't even have money for the tickets. So Srila Prabhupada asked him, do you have Lakshmi money to go, Purushottam Prabhu? He said, no, I don't. But look at Srila Prabhupada's mercy. He was so kind. He was so loving, you know, to all his disciples, you know. So he looked at him and he said that stay tonight. He paid for his bus fare and then for his plane fare as well, because Purushottam Prabhu had to take a bus first and then to the airport. So he paid for his bus fare, his plane ticket fare. He was so loving that even if the devotees did a very small service, he was so, like, you know, he would be very grateful and he wanted to do small things.
Please mute the phone.
Yes, Mataji, can proceed.
So he was full of love and mercy. Prabhupada was always grateful, and he always thanked his disciples for the little service they rendered. But because of our offenses, we always fall, you know, in this bhakti, and we want to quit this moment. These are the aparadha. These are the offenses. Because of that, we get old, distracted, and we want to quit this moment. So Prabhupada, Guru Maharaj, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaji, during his time, there was a devotee who wanted to leave, and he leaves the Krishna consciousness moment. So he will ask Prabhupada that where is this devotee gone? I mean, we need to find out, where is he? So Prabhupada also gets very anxious, and he will instruct the other devotees that go and look for this devotee. Where is he? Maybe he doesn't have any money. Maybe he doesn't have any food to eat. You know, just go and find him. We need to find him. So he was so much concerned, and he was so much full of, like, you know, kind-hearted. So somehow the devotees found out that he used to repair the watch, you know, this devotee. So they went looking for him in the stores, and they found him in a watch store where he used to repair the watch. So they gave him the money. They said, Guru Maharaj has called you, come, you know. And he gave him the money. And this is how the... This is how Srila Prabhupada's attitude was towards his devotees. Like they say, like he was like a father to all the disciples. Like we say, Janme Janme Prabhu se, but he was like Janme Janme Pita se. Like, you know, because Guru is a very heavy word, right? But when you say Pita, it becomes so personal. So janme janme pita se. That's how merciful Srila Prabhupada was. Sorry, it's a very, very long chapter today. So I'm also kind of going by that. So so after that, when he finished his class, it was time for prasadam. It was time for prasadam. So every time, katha, kirtan, and the feast. Feast is the most enjoyable thing for everyone, all the devotees. So Prabhupada loved feeding his devotees prasadam. So there was a, and whenever he used to, sit there in his vyasas, and the distribution would start, the prasadam, he would always instruct the servers that give him samosa, give him chutney, isko ye de do, wo de do. He was always like involved and engaged, and he would watch everybody's eating the prasadam properly. So there is an instance, there was an incident about Jayaprakash Maharaj. I'm sure all of you must have heard about this, because Jayaprakash Maharaj was a very tall, handsome, and slim, when he had joined ISKCON moment. So Srila Prabhupada would always tell him that I'm going to feed you so much prasadam that you'll become fat. I want to make you fat. This is what he always used to tell Jayaprakash Maharaj. But once Jayaprakash Maharaj was traveling in Russia to do the preaching, maybe in Siberia or something. So one taxi driver, he stabbed him behind his neck. But Jayaprakash Maharaj had so much of fat, because he'd become so fat, like eating prasadam, that knife couldn't kill him. It went into his neck, but because of that fat, he wasn't killed. He survived. But he had to go through a very major operation. He survived. But because of Jayaprakash Maharaj today, what you see in Mayapur, it's all because of him. It was just a field. So Prabhupada really loved to feed his devotees. This was one incident which I shared with you all. So actually Srila Prabhupada protected Jayaprakash Maharaj. much, because he had so much of mercy, right? So anybody who's in Krishna consciousness, you know, Lord always protects, Guru Maharaj always protects them, you know. So this is what we learn from this incident. Prabhupada always set examples for others, and he would always guide his devotees if they were wrong, or, you know, he would show them the right path. One day, as Prabhupada came into his quarter at the Los Angeles temple, he saw that one of the devotees cleaning his room had placed his picture upside down. A simple mistake, though. When he was cleaning, you know, his picture was there, so he just put it upside down. But it indicated something wrong in the disciples' mentality. Every morning, devotees sing prayers to the spiritual master, honoring him as direct representative of God. How could any sincere disciple not notice that he's standing God's representative upside down? How can you do that? Prabhupada just was so surprised. That how can you just put my picture upside down and not realize that you've done a mistake? Like what happens, like we have seen even in the temple, well, not in our temple here, it's not that crowded, but when I go to India, I see in Mayapur, I see in Vrindavan, when we are doing the parikrama, the Tulsi parikrama also, you know, we are pushing the crowd, they're pushing each other. Tulsi Maharani, the pot falls down, she's lying on the floor, but we are not even looking at it. We are just pushing each other, doing parikrama. Sometimes maybe we are watering Tulsi Maharani with so much love, so much, you know, devotion. And sometimes we are over-watering her. So what Prabhupada always said, be alert in service, you know. We should always be alert in service. Then a more serious discrepancy took place. Prabhupada went to the temple. He was doing the greetings to the deities and went to take Chandramrit, you know, after the aarti and all. He went and took the Chandramrit. The scented water from the bathing of the deities. On this particular morning, however, as Srila Prabhupada took Chandramrit, he took it and he just frowned it, you know. And someone had put salt in it. He took his seat on the Vyasasana, and before a full room of devotees, of 100 devotees sitting there, asked, who put salt in the Chandramrit? A young girl in a sari stood and with a nervous smile, she said, I did it. Prabhupada asked her, why did you do it? Why did you put salt? Prabhupada asked gravely. I don't know, she giggled. Prabhupada turned to Gargamuni, said, get someone responsible. Like this is not done. I mean, well, how can somebody just put salt in Chandramrit? So he gave his instruction to Gargamuni, said, get someone responsible. Everyone present over there felt Prabhupada's anger. He was angry, actually. It was very legitimate why he was angry. A disciple worships Krishna by pleasing Krishna's representative, the spiritual master. Therefore, to displease the spiritual master was a spiritual disqualification, because spiritual master was not merely a principle, he was a person. Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So when Ishkon Press in Boston misprinted Prabhupada's name on a new book, he became deeply disturbed. This small paperback chapter from Canto second canto of Srimad Bhagavatam bore his name on the cover as simply AC, AC Bhakti Vedanta. Omitted was the customary. His divine grace, as well as Swami Prabhupada. They didn't print that. Srila Prabhupada's name stood almost devastated of spiritual significance. I mean, how could they miss that? Another ISKCON Press publication described Prabhupada as an acharya of the ISKCON. Although Prabhupada had repeatedly emphasized that he was the founder acharya, there had been many acharyas or spiritual masters by his divine grace. A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada was the sole founder acharya of International Society of Krishna Consciousness. Prabhupada criticized the mentality beyond this mistake. I mean, it was a big mistake. So he criticized the mentality behind these mistakes, and his criticism were instructive to his disciples. Unless he instructed them about the absolute position of the spiritual master, how would they learn? So he had to instruct them. One morning at the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam class, Prabhupada called on one of the women devotees, her name was Nandarani, asked her, "Do you chant 16 rounds every day?" He asked one of the devotees, her name was Nandarani. Nandarani said, "Well, I try to, Prabhupada." "This is the problem," Prabhupada said to the temple president. "If Nandarani, one of the senior responsible women, wasn't chanting regularly, then certainly the new women under her weren't either. If one senior devotee, you know, she's not chanting 16 rounds, what example she's setting for the other devotees?" So he said this was the manager's fault. Nandarani hadn't said was that the temple authorities had told her that chanting all her 16 rounds wasn't necessary. As long as she worked, they had told her. So the temple manager actually told her that you needn't do 16 rounds. It's okay as long as you do the services. They had told her, even though Prabhupada clearly instructed his disciples at initiation to always chant 16 rounds daily. Then another incident during the morning class, Prabhupada was discussing Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, an association of Lord Chaitanya. I'm sure you all know about it. Looking among the devotees, he asked, "Who can tell me who is Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya?" No one spoke. One of the girls raised her hand. She had read something about him that was all Prabhupada looked at. That was all. I mean, she said, "I read about it." Prabhupada looked at the men and said, "Aren't you ashamed?" When the girl answered that I read about that something, so Prabhupada, he just turns around and looks at the men and said, "Aren't you ashamed? You should be the leaders. If the man cannot advance, then the woman cannot advance. You must be Brahmanas. Then your wives will be Brahmanas. But if you are not Brahmanas, then what can they do? Without improving your chanting and without reading Krishna conscious literature, Prabhupada said they would never attain the purity necessary for preaching Lord Chaitanya's message. We have to be very careful to follow Prabhupada's instruction. Very careful. Because ultimately they undermine the position of Srila Prabhupada. These letters from India carried a spiritual disease transmitted it by several disciples, god brothers of Srila Prabhupada. He receives letter. The god brothers refused to help him to secure land in Mayapur. Some of them had even worked against him. Srila Prabhupada, wanted to secure land. So there was a conspiracy going around him, and nobody wanted to help him, even his god brothers. While the local animals were weighing heavily on Srila Prabhupada, these letters from India carried a spiritual disease transmitted by several god brothers of Prabhupada. They refused to help him to secure land in Mayapur, the birthplace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In fact, some of them had worked against him. Prabhupada had written a letter to his god brother, said, "I'm so sorry to learn that some of, the disciples sort of kind of, there's an inspiration, conspiration, you know, conspiracy against him going on. Like he was so sorry." And he wrote a letter to his god brother, "There's some kind of conspiracy against him. And they did not want him to get a place in Mayapur." Prabhupada was very sensitive, and he was very, very sad too. And this was a threat to ISKCON, actually. And this is the chapter we are reading about, is the threat to ISKCON. Prabhupada's god brothers in India objected to his title Prabhupada. According to them, only Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati should be called Prabhupada. And they referred to Prabhupada as Swami Maharaj. Look at that. Some of his disciples were saying he was not the spiritual master. They were interested in reading Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati's book as to discover some new things Prabhupada had not yet revealed. I mean, they would think like, "Ye kya bolta," every time. You are not the body, you are the soul, you are the soul. There's nothing new. But that's what Prabhupada tries to explain, that you don't realize what I'm trying to say. But they were looking for something new. Prabhupada regarded these remarks very dangerous to ISKCON. He knew something bad is happening, and he knew this is very dangerous. Advancement in spiritual life was based on implicit faith in the spiritual master. If you don't have faith in the spiritual master, how can you advance? His teachings that disciple must approach the spiritual master as direct representative of Krishna without attempting to jump over him to the previous spiritual master. How can you jump over, to your previous spiritual master? But now a few irresponsible spoken remarks in India were weakening the faith of some of his disciples. They were misled. Like this call in Hindi, bhadkana. This was going on. Prabhupada was very disturbed. Obviously, when I was reading this chapter, I mean, we've heard this also. But when I was just reading to summarize, I felt myself so sad. I was so sad. Like, look at them. What kind of mentality is this? He was so disturbed that he stopped writing. He couldn't concentrate. Obviously, how can you concentrate when this kind of conspiracy is going on against you? I mean, they started calling him just like Swamiji. I mean, how disrespectful is that? And Karandhara Prabhu, he noticed that, and he said Prabhupada's translating required concentrating. He did most of his writing at night although the spiritual master suffers for his disciples' mistake. So Prabhupada continues of his moment to visit him in the Idol Center of Los Angeles. But he also corrected the diseased mentality whenever it appeared. O kida ko to nikalna hai na, the disease which is sitting here. So that needed to be corrected. So he also corrected the disease mentality wherever it appeared. What happened, for example, Guru Dasa wrote from London to say that they allowed Mr. Parikh, an Indian guest, to lecture in the temple while sitting on Prabhupada's Vyasasana. There was one devotee, Mr. Parikh, who came from India to London, and he sat on Prabhupada's Vyasasana and he was giving lecture. Prabhupada was surprised. He said, "How did you allow this? How can you allow somebody to sit on the spiritual master's Vyasasana?" Mr. Parikh, to sit on Vyasasana, it is meant for the representative of Vyasadeva. Mr. Parikh would sometimes discuss about even Aurobindo. Like, you know, he's discussing about Aurobindo. He's Aurobindo's philosophy from the Vyasana of Srila Prabhupada. So Prabhupada said, "I'm a little surprised. How did you allow this?" He said, "This nonsense has to stop right away." He said, "This nonsense ought to be tolerated. We cannot. Ye hum bardasht nahi kar sakte. Stop this class. That is the best thing to do." He said, "Stop it. Stop this nonsense." In a letter from Paris, once the Malkrishna Prabhu asked Prabhupada the philosophical question, he asked a philosophical question about the perfection of spiritual master. Prabhupada answered sternly, "A spiritual master is always liberated. In any condition of his life, he should not be mistaken as an ordinary human being. This position of the spiritual master is achieved by three processes. One is called sadhana siddha, that means one who is liberated by the executing the regulative principles of devotional service. Another is kripa siddha, one who is liberated by the mercy of Krishna or his devotee. And the another is nitya siddha, who is never forgotten of Krishna throughout his whole life. These are the three features of the perfection of life." This is what he replied sternly to Tamal Prabhuji. And he said, Narad Muni, in his previous life, he was maidservant's son. But by the mercy of devotees, he later on became Siddha. And next life, he appeared as Narada with complete freedom to move anywhere by the grace of Lord. So even though he was in his previous life a maidservant's son, there was no impediment in achievement of his perfect spiritual life. Similarly, any living entity who is conditioned can achieve the perfection stage of life by the above mentioned processes. And the vivid example is Narad Muni. This is what he explained. What an amazing understanding of Srila Prabhupada. And that's the reason we should never quit this moment, you know. We need to realize. There were some disciples who wanted to control everything. So Prabhupada would indirectly tell them in the class, you know, like, this is what the Mayavadis are, hungry for power. So Prabhupada said, "My desire is that I completely devote my time in the matter of writing and translating books. I think we should have a central governing body, the GBC, a central governing body for dealing with important matters." He said he has already talked with Garg Muni about this. So I do not know why you have asked my previous life, although it's not mentioned what Tamal Prabhuji had asked him more. So he says, I do not know why you have asked about my previous life, whether I was subjected to the laws of material nature. So even though accepting that I was subjected to the laws of material nature, does it hamper in my becoming spiritual master? What is your opinion? From the life of Narad Muni, it is distinct that although he was conditioned soul in his previous life, there was no impediment of his becoming spiritual master. This law is applicable not only to the spiritual master, but to every living entity. वो कभी भेदभाव नहीं करते थे. Srila Prabhupada never discriminated that this one is a low caste, this is not Brahmana, so he cannot be initiated. He never did all this discrimination himself. So as far as I'm concerned, I cannot say what I was in my previous life, but one great astrologer calculated that I was previously a physician and my life was sinless. Besides that, to corroborate the statement of Bhagavad Gita, Suchitnam Srimatam Geya Yoga Bhrashta Vijayata Vijayate, which means an unfinished yogi takes birth in rich family or born on a suchi of pious father. By the grace of Krishna, I got these two opportunities in the present life to be born of a pious father and brought up in one of the richest aristocratic family of Calcutta, Kashinath Malik. I mean, Prabhupada, he belonged to an aristocratic family. I mean, Maliks were like pioneers in Calcutta, you know. So they were well known. The Radha Krishna deity is in this family called me to meet him. And therefore, the last time when I was in Calcutta, I stayed in that temple along with my American disciples. Although I had immense opportunity to indulge in the four principles of sinful life because I was connected with a very aristocratic family, Krishna always saved me. And throughout my whole life, I do not know what is illicit sex, intoxication, meat eating or gambling. So far my present life is concerned, I do not remember any part of my life when I was forgetful to Krishna. I mean, he said, I have never done these offenses, but you know, he belonged to such a wealthy family. I mean, he could have. When he was a kid, I'm sure all of you know what this, he had typhoid. He was ill. He was very ill. And the doctor recommended he need to have some soup full of protein, which is chicken soup. Prabhupada was forced to have that soup, but he just threw up. He vomited. He couldn't. So he said, "Pure sare jivan, I don't know what is illicit sex, what is intoxication, what is gambling, what is meat eating, I don't know." So he said, "So far my present life is concerned, I do not remember any part of my life when I was forgetful to Krishna." So this is what he replied. This chapter is too long. I mean, there's more than 152, I think, chapters. But what we understand from this threat to Krishna, threat to ISKCON, was there were so many, devotees, disciples who went around, the conspiracy to turn against Srila Prabhupada. But in spite of going through all these challenges, he never gave up. He kept this moment going. And today we are sitting here, because of him, because of our Guru, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. I will conclude here itself with today's chapter 31. Thank you very much for listening to me. And thanks for giving me this opportunity. Hare Krishna.
Hare Bol, Aditi Mataji. Very nicely you summarized
chapter 31. Thank you so much, Mataji, for enlightening on this chapter and going deep into the topics and giving importance of our guru, how we have to lead the life, and four regulatory principles, and telling some of the pastimes of Srila Prabhupada's childhood also. Thank you so much, Mataji, for coming on the call and giving this beautiful summary. Hare Krishna, dear devotees. So we all can go with the realizations for Mataji's summary.
Hare Krishna, Aditi Mataji, Dhanavat Pranam. What a beautiful class summary, Mataji. You have told very nicely about how Srila Prabhupada was facing so many difficulties. And it is always said, right, devotee should be very humble for his sake. When he had some issue personally, he was humble. But the when movement is trying to get shaped, when there is compromise in our rules and regulation, then he is not going to take it anymore. He wants to correct it, everything. And I really like the point that you are telling about sadhana. Like service should be, what you just said one word, which is like to be checked. What did you use, Mataji, if you remember?
Very alert.
Alert. Yeah, so true. So we should be always alert when we are doing the service, especially that Mataji who put the salt instead of sugar in Charanamrita. That was a big mistake. And she didn't even have any, thing that she did a mistake. She's not even able to realize that what a great mistake she has done. And Srila Prabhupada was very, very upset about it. And also representing the temple or like a group, we should first of all follow the rules and regulation that Prabhupada was point outing, that Mataji who was not chanting 16 rounds, and how can she make others to be chanted 16 rounds. So we should be very careful what we are following. So just by seeing us, others will follow us. So very beautiful, Mataji, many points that you have spoken. And thank you. In between, you were speaking in Hindi. It is very nice, touching, touching to the heart. Thank you.
I'm so used to, speaking in Hindi. So I get carried away sometimes. Sometimes I can't get that exact word. Like, like bhadkana, like I said, because that exact word, which I can say in Hindi, So I'm glad you all understood it. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mataji. Thank you so much for your association. It was very nice. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you. Most welcome.
Dear devotees, I request everyone, we can all go ahead with Mataji's summary realizations.
Hare Krishna, Mataji, please accept my humble obeisances. Thank you so much for such a heart-moving class, actually. A lot of incidents that were very, very heart-moving, especially the Purit Gautam, the incident talking about class. I mean, that's the last thing we would want a close person to say. They can say anything, but then to say that I don't trust the first thing. I mean, he didn't spell it out, but the way the entire incident moved forward was very, very heart-touching. And Srila Prabhupada's reaction to it and how he actually even made sure that he had enough money to take tickets and the entire episode was so, yeah. Thank you so much for such a fascinating storytelling.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Aditi Mataji, Dandot Pranamo goes to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you so much, Mataji. Very, very beautiful summary, Mataji. You just got involved in and you were speaking everything like that. So beautiful, Mataji. Prabhupada was continuously telling the importance of Guru, like they said, you are. Prabhupada, you are having such a costly car, and say they should give me the gold and car and diamonds should be there like that. That is how we should serve Guru like that, and every service should be perfect. They put the Prabhupada's picture upside down, and how Prabhupada got angry. How can they do that? Like that, Mataji, so many beautiful points. And thank you so much for coming on the call and giving your valuable time and association. And you are joining every day. It's like Bhakti Sangha. It's like your life and soul. Thank you so much.
No, I think it's Shama Gauri Mataji and Dandavat Pranam. Please accept my humble obeisances, Mataji. It is because of you all. You all just drag everyone. We can't escape. Aapke chungal se hum nahi bach sakte. So whoever has joined, I can't say, no, but message me that can you do the introduction? I said, yes, Mataji, I will. No, I should never say like what we heard when Prabhupada asked Nandirani, are you chanting 16 down? She said, trying. No, we should never use this word, I'm trying. We have to do it. When a devotee is asking you to serve, you never say no. You know, you will have... That's how I am associated with you all. And then Vinita Gandharva Mataji, when she said ki you have to do the, you know, Leela Amrita, I said, oh, Krishna, kahan phasa diya mere ko? Krishna, why are you asking me? Why? You know, but I think, you know, it is his mercy, you know. And it's Sadhu Sangha, like, you know, he has always said, Sadhu Sangha, we have to be associated with our devotees. So I am so blessed and I'm so humble that you all have, I'm not even qualified, but you gave me the opportunity to say something about this chapter 31. I must have missed out with so many points because I thought it was at 11 o'clock, but, you know, it was at 9. So anyway, thank you so much, Mataji. Dandavat. Please accept my humble
office. Actually, I also got the same confusion about the timing. I thought you are in instant time and you are in some like Pacific time or something.
So please forgive me, Mataji.
No, not CST, not Pacific time also, Mataji. It is just 1 hour back than the CST. Our 10 o'clock was 9 o'clock for her.
Yeah. So I also got confused because of that. No, not forgive you. You should forgive us because we need to understand your timing.
Because I missed out one or two pages also, and I think I missed out even Bhakti Vedanta Saraswati's you know, appearance day. About that, I think I remember now how Prabhupada, you know, offered his devotees. You know, he had nothing to offer him. I missed out with that. I remember. Because I keep listening to his tapes, you know. But you know, thank you so much. I'm so humbled that you've given me this opportunity. Thank you, Mataji.
Hare Krishna Ji, Aditi Mataji, Koti Koti Dandavat Pranam, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev Ki Jai, Gopinath Ki Jai. Mataji, aapne bahut achhi tarah explain kiya. And I agree with you that Srila Prabhupada Amruta, and when we chant with a group, with the Bhakti Sangha, Mataji, before 4.5 years, I joined Bhakti Sangha, तो उसकी क्वालिटी अलग होती है माता जी जब अकेले चांट करते हैं तो वो कॉन्सेंट्रेशन नहीं होता है दैट टाइम आई एम वर्किंग एंड आई रिमेम्बर एक्चुअली विश्वानंद प्रभु सेड माता जी यू हैव टू कुक हाफ ऑफ द प्रसादम एट नाइट एंड मॉर्निंग यू हैव टू कंप्लीट मिनिमम 12 राउंड्स बिफोर गोइंग 8 o'clock जॉब सो समटाइम्स माय फोन इज लाइक इन अ म्यूट देन श्यामा गुरु सेड Mataji, why your phone is in mute? Because that time I'm cooking, Mataji. So start to get up 2:30, 3 o'clock. So this is the matlab, ye association hai ki wo hamesa hame Mataji, why not join? Why it is mute? So jo DOT hote hai, wo hamesa hame rememberize karte hai ki please come and do japa attentively. Aapki awaaz kyun nahi aa rahi hai? So because of the association of Bhakti Sangha, Mataji, the chanting quality is totally different, Mataji. Arey, inka chanting, inka sabka awaaz aata hai subah mein. This is Vrinda's mother. This is Shama Gauri, this is the other Mataji's, so we, Stephanie Mataji. So Mataji, by that way, we are inspiring that, oh, why I get up late today and we sit for Jabba. Or ek do round reh jata hai Mataji, uski quality total material hoti hai, I agree with you. And Mataji, you explain, I take only 1.5 minute so that everybody can participate. You explained about the Nandurani 16 round and the person, he asked the question to one Prabhuji about Sarvabhama Bhattacharya and that person is not knowing. So Prabhupada becomes so upset, Mataji, and without reading Krishna consciousness, how we became a spread
Srila Prabhupada said, hum jo Krishna consciousness ki book nahi padenge, to how we can spread the Krishna consciousness, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhuji's message and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhuji's movement. Srila Prabhupada has a God brothers and Mataji, this is stressed to heart. Jab Srila Prabhupada Mayapur Dham Kolkata mein aur Mayapur Dham mein center banana chahte the, par unke hi guru bhai hi unko help nahi kar rahe the. To us time Srila Prabhupada bahut disturb ho jate, and that is Srila Prabhupada dream ke jo bhi aaye the America se, they are so sincere Vaishnava, and unke liye ek Kolkata mein residence bana tha aur ek Mayapur Dham mein, but it is very painful that guru bhai is not helping to make a center in Shidham Mayapur Dham, and Srila Prabhupada that time very 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 disturbed, and some Vaishnava are given a so much hard time to Srila Prabhupada. So Srila Prabhupada told to Tambal Krishna Maharaj that and H.H. Jaipataka Maharaj and H.H. Achyutananda Maharaj that we make a GBC, ki hum ek base banayenge, ki whatever the GBC will take a decision, everybody has to, all the ESKCON temple has to follow that rules and regulation, because some Vaishnava are given a so much hard time. So Mr. Parikh is sitting in a Vyasasan, and that Vyasasan he is telling about Arvinda, some Mayavi philosophy, and then Prabhupada becomes so disturbed, and how can this nonsense stop this nonsense philosophy, and then Tambal Krishna Maharaj and other senior H.H. Giriraj Maharaj, H.H. Chaipataka Maharaj, H.H. Achyutananda Maharaj, so they all take a decision to make a GBC, so that whatever the GBC will take decision, everybody has to, all the temple has to follow. And you explained about the Narad Muni's movement. He is the son of the Dasi Putra the, but next, because he is staying in the association of Vaishnava, and next birth he traveling all over, he become Narad Muni ko vardhan mila tha ki wo sab jagah pe travel kar sakte the, and jab Srila Prabhupada Sri Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur book se explain karte the, we are not body but soul, to sab log bolte ko sabko new philosophy chahiye, but Srila Prabhupada has strictly followed the instruction of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and strictly he explained all of us whatever written in a written by our Guru Acharya and Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So if we want to become advanced in a bhakti, then we have to sit in a one corner and read at least 15 minutes. Mataji, mera experience batati hu ki jab hum Srila Prabhupada Amrita padte, then we become more and more sincere to sit in a one place at least from 15 minutes to 35 and 1.5 hours, Mataji. When the tears is not stop when we read Srila Prabhupada Amrita, Mataji. Thank you very much. You explained so nicely, Mataji. Aap bilkul chinta mat kaje. Word to word aapne bahut achi tarah se hriday ko touch kar jata hai. Jab hamara japa achi tarah se hota hai, then only whatever we speak, its effect to other Vaishnava. Koti koti dhanyavad pranam, Mataji. Srila Prabhupada, there is so many points, but other Vaishnava will explain. Srila Prabhupada Srila Gurudev ki jai, Shri Radha Gopinath ki jai. Thank you, Aditi Mataji. Srila Prabhupada Amrita apne bahut achi tarah explain kiya. Aur wo DC, wo ek hi sentence mein apne bataya tha, Mataji, ki that is only once one words that kida ko nikalna hai. So that time also Prabhupada has to suffer. Hari Hari Gauranga Dandat Pranam. Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Dandavat Pranam, Mataji. Dandavat Pranam.
Okay, Hare Krishna, dear devotees. So if there are no more relations for Mataji's class, so with Mataji's permission, we can end the class here. I think, Mataji, there is a question in the chat box. Let me see. Puja Mataji has written, Hare Krishna Mataji, what is more important, chanting 16 rounds, having prasadam, preaching, reading Srila Prabhupada books? If there is a problem of time and health, what should be the utmost important step we should follow? I know all steps are important, but which step is we have to follow so that we protect from fall down?
Dandavat pranam, accept my humble obeisances. Puja Mataji, I always listen to you with your questions in our morning class, early morning class. आप की प्रश्न सुन के बहुत ही हम प्रसन्न होते हैं, क्योंकि हम सब में वही जिज्ञासा होती है. आपके जो प्रश्न होते हैं सब सभी के बहुतों की होती है वो प्रश्न. सो मैं तो उतनी क्वालिफाइड नहीं हूँ कि मैं आप प्रश्न जवाब दे सकूं, क्यों मेरे में वो न क्षमता है न मैं उस लेवल पे हूँ. लेकिन मैं इतना मेरा जो अनुभव है एंड माई एक्सपीरियंस, when I came to Krishna consciousness, I was very young. मैं बहुत young थी तभी. तब तो मेरे दिन थे, like you know, I was newly married and all, you know, बच्चे हुए थे. मैंने कहा you know, time मिलता था. I was religious because I came from a Brahmin family. So puja पाठ वो सब होता था. But one day when I listened to the pravachan of Ishkon, you know, group in my friend's house, you know, उस time मैं इतनी प्रभावित हुई उनसे कि मैंने तुरंत उनसे जाके, मैं टेंपल प्रेसिडेंट थे मनिहरा प्रभु गुना के तभी, उन दिनों मतलब बहुत साल पुरानी बात है, तो उनसे मैंने पूछा कि मुझे ज्वाइन करना है ये मिशन, तो मैं क्या करूं, व्हाट डू आई डू इफ आई हैव टू ज्वाइन दिस कृष्णा कॉन्शियस मिशन, बिकॉज आई डोंट नो एनीथिंग अबाउट इट, बिकॉज आई वॉज अ कृष्णा भक्त, बट वॉट वॉज इश्कॉन अबाउट आई डिडंट नो, मुझे नहीं पता था. सो व्हेन मनिहरा प्रभु एक्सप्लेन मी द टेंपल प्रेसिडेंट एंड ऑल, I was so mesmerized with their classes. I started going every Sunday. तो तभी से लेके आज तक ये यात्रा जो मेरी है, the spiritual journey has started long time ago. But सही मायने में I progress, जब हम 16 माला करते हैं ना तभी आप एडवांस हो सकते हो स्पिरिचुअल लाइफ में. बिना 16 माला के कुछ नहीं हो सकता. अब हेल्थ प्रॉब्लम से सबकी है. By the grace of God, I don't have any health problem. मैं कोई young नहीं हूँ, मैं भी you know वृद्ध हो रही हूँ. But what I'm saying is, just do what you can. But like follow the instruction of our Guru Maharaj. Like Srila Prabhupada said, 16 rounds करनी तो करनी है. We have to prioritize our time. That's what Prabhupada said. हम लोग सब कुछ करते हैं, बच्चों का देखभाल करते हैं, लक्ष्मी जी को मैनेज कर सकते हैं हम लोग, हाँ सब कुछ कर रहे हैं, सब सब मैनेज करते हैं, पर ये एक ही चीज हम नहीं मैनेज कर सकते जो 16 माला है, ये कैसे हो सकता है? सब कुछ संभव है, मन से कीजिए. बट आई एम नॉट अ डॉक्टर, आई कैन टेल यू व्हाट यू कैन डू अबाउट योर हेल्थ कंडीशंस, बट हैव इम्प्लिसिट फेथ ऑन अ लॉर्ड. उस भाव से आप कीजिए, उस श्रद्धा से कीजिए कि भाई मेरे तो गिरधर दूसरों ना कोई, इट इज ओनली कृष्णा हु कैन प्रोटेक्ट अस एंड इट इज आर गुरु महाराज श्रील प्रभुपाद और हमारे गुरु महाराज भी, हमें उनके इंस्ट्रक्शंस फॉलो करनी होती है. जब आप सारे इंस्ट्रक्शन फॉलो करेंगी यू विल सी माता जी कि जीवन इतना सुंदर हो जाएगा आपका. बस मैं इतना ही कहना चाहती हूँ, छोटी मुंह बड़ी बात. आई एम नॉट इवन क्वालिफाइड टू you know answer your question, but I shared my experience. आज मैं जिस स्तर पे बैठी हूँ, you know, ये सब उनकी कृपा है. जो कुछ भी है, he has given us opulence. वो तो उन्हीं का ही है ना. तो हम इतना थोड़ा सा उनके लिए नहीं कर सकते. एक 16 माला बोल रहे हो, अरे उन्होंने तो हमें कितना दिया है, कितना सब कुछ दिया है, और हम उनके लिए कुछ भी नहीं कर पा रहे. हम बहाने ढूंढते हैं, भाई मेरा ये हो गया, टाइम नहीं मिलता. मंदिर में भी मैं सुनते रहती हूँ कि अरे आज मेरा तो 16 माला छूट गया, नहीं हो सका. अरे क्यों नहीं हो सका? क्योंकि आप चाहते ही नहीं हो. इफ यू वॉन्ट टू डू इट, इफ यू हैव अ प्योर हार्ट, यू विल नेवर मिस दैट 16 राउंड्स. लाइक आई डोंट, एंड आई एम थैंकफुल टू भक्ति संघा ग्रुप. लाइक माता जी जस्ट नाउ सेड कि ये संघा जो है ना, ये हमें प्रेरणा देती है. आप सुबह सुबह 4 बजे जब उठते हो, वो माला हाथ में लेते हो, प्रभु के सामने बैठते हो, ठाकुर जी के सामने बैठ के जब जाप करते हो, बस आप और ठाकुर जी होते हो, उनके बीच कोई नहीं होता है, कोई नहीं होता है. वो जो ब्रह्म मुहूर्त है ना, वो सबसे विशेष मुहूर्त होती है. 16 माला कीजिए, आप देखेंगे आप में इतना परिवर्तन आएगा ना, तब आप ये सब रोग व्याधि भूल जाएंगे. जाना तो हम सबको ही है. वी हैव टू लीव, वी हैव टू डिपार्ट, leave this body and go. Soul तो रह जाएगा, because that's eternal, right? हमें आर्ट ऑफ लिविंग सिखाया जाता है, प्रचार हो रही है आर्ट ऑफ लिविंग. अरे काय का आर्ट ऑफ लिविंग, द आर्ट ऑफ डेथ हमें सीखना है. वो हमें सीखना है कि जब चले जाएंगे कहाँ जा रहे हैं हम इसके बाद. दिस इज अ जर्नी बट वी नीड टू लर्न दैट आर्ट ऑल्सो वाइल वी आर अलाइव. कल को कोई एक्सीडेंट होगा हम मर जाएंगे. सब बोलते कि अरे अभी नहीं, रिटायरमेंट में करेंगे. अरे रिटायरमेंट हम देखेंगे, इसे पता है. हु नोज व्हेन वी आर लीविंग दिस बॉडी, नोबडी नोज राइट. बट आई वोंट टेक मच टाइम. माताजी मेरे पास आपके प्रश्न का शायद यू नो आई डोंट हैव अ एक्यूरेट आंसर बट दिस इज माय एक्सपीरियंस आई एम शेयरिंग विद यू.
हरे कृष्णा माताजी, क्या मैं 2 मिनट कुछ कह सकती हूँ आपसे?
आप उससे अनुमति लीजिए, मुझे तो टाइम का कोई ये नहीं. आप अगर माताजी सर
जी सिर्फ 2 मिनट माताजी. मैं एक्चुअली कुछ जैसे आपने बताया चैंटिंग का, मैं चैंटिंग कर रही हूँ माताजी, लेकिन उसके अंदर क्या है कि मेरे पास बहुत से ऐसे प्रश्न है जो केवल महिला के साथ ही बात की जा सकती है. क्योंकि हम लोग जब भक्ति संघ, मेरे को सुंदरी माता जी ने ऐड किया, तो उसमें ये होता कि जो प्रीचर्स हैं वो मेल होते हैं और मेनली कई बार ब्रह्मचारी प्रीचर्स होते हैं. तो उसमें हम लोग अपनी जो कुछ ऐसी बातें, कुछ ऐसी बात होती जो भक्ति से ही कनेक्टेड होती, वो हम ओपनली नहीं कर पाते. तो हम आपसे या किसी से कुछ उसके, ताकि भक्ति में प्रोग्रेस हो सके, उससे रिलेटेड बात करने के लिए यदि हम पर्सनली बात कर सके तो कैसे कर पाएंगे माता जी? आई मीन एक मेंटोर होते हैं जैसे कोई फीमेल है, उनसे हम बात कर पाए इस तरीके से माता जी?
सभी से बात कर सकते हैं, सारे माता जी, हूएवर इज प्रेजेंट टुडे इन दिस क्लास, यू नो आई थिंक सारे. हम तो कनिष्ठ अधिकारी है, मैं तो एक फॉलन सोल हूँ. आई डोंट इवन थिंक माई सेल्फ, कंसिडर माई सेल्फ एनीथिंग. माता जी अगर कोई हेल्थ इश्यूज है, नरसिम्हा देव की पूजा कीजिए. ही इज वेरी वेरी मर्सीफुल, ही इज वेरी मर्सीफुल. मैं इतना ही कहूंगी, जब भी कोई विपत्ति आती है परिवार में या कुटुंब में, कोई बीमार है, किसी पर हो गए व्याधि, मैं हर रोज उनकी पूजा करती हूँ, हर रोज उनकी आरती करती हूँ, हर रोज करती हूँ. आप भी कीजिए.
कृष्णा माता जी, हरे कृष्णा माता जी, सॉरी टू इंटरप्ट, कैन आई ऐड समथिंग माता जी, इज इट ओके? या पूजा माता जी, वी कैन गेट यू इन टच विद सम सीनियर वैष्णवीज ऑन द कॉल, एंड मे बी इफ यू कैन गेट सम काउंसलिंग और एडवाइस फ्रॉम देम, आई थिंक इट विल हेल्प यू, आपको हेल्प होगी. And yeah, because we've been seeing your questions for a long time, and I do think that it'll help you. I mean, to seek out a personal one-on-one help with somebody. There are several senior devotees on the call too, like, you know, who've been practicing for a long time and may be able to help you or direct you to some other senior Vaishnavis who may perhaps be able to help you. And please do share your number with Vinita Mataji, and we will get, you know, together with the senior Matajis on this forum, and who can help you the best. And also, Mataji, there are specific guidelines from GBC if you're looking for what needs to be done first, like prioritizing, because when devotees generally go into seva, sometimes they neglect their health, you know, and they get very enthusiastic about seva, and it does happen, like, they compromise on sleep and then health suffers. So GBC has put out some kind of priorities for these situations. And first on the priority is health. Next is chanting. And the next after that comes seva. So this is basically a guideline which GBC had put, because many devotees were neglecting health, and Prabhupada actually told that first is health, second is chanting, and third is seva. So I hope that gives some kind of direction, Mataji, of how to prioritize our activities in the day. But nonetheless, like Mataji, Preeti Mataji, if I get the name right, he was saying the chanting and the health go hand in glove together, because chanting really helps with health also. And, you know, it not only gives mental peace, but also gives you a lot of physical strength, because chanting has an effect on the 3 doshas. So it does help with your physical health also. There is scientific evidence behind that. So, like Mataji was saying, I just wanted to add these couple of points. But surely, Mataji, we would be happy to get you in touch with somebody you can perhaps discuss with more at length and try to get some resolutions to issues. I'm sure like all of us do have these issues from time to time, especially, you know, ladies. So there will be some Mataji who can guide you. Please do share your number with Vinita Mataji and we'll try to find somebody who can help you, Mataji.
Aditi Mataji, मैं आप लोगों की तरह इतनी educated नहीं हूँ, तो मैं मुझे लगता है मैं आपके साथ कंफर्टेबली बात कर पाऊंगी क्योंकि आप हिंदी अच्छे से जानते हैं.
आप सबके साथ कंफर्टेबल होंगे.
यस माता जी, वी विल टॉक ऑफलाइन, यू नो. आप किसी से भी बात कर सकते हैं, मैं भी हिंदी जानती हूँ. सो वी विल हेल्प यू. एंड आई वॉन्ट टू शेयर वन एक्सपीरियंस. आई रिसेंटली वेंट टू वृंदावन एंड वन डिवोटी who is like a shop owner, he does Vrindavan Parikrama 2 times a day, every day. Can you believe that? I say, how do you do that? आप कैसे कर सकती हो? बोले कोई बात नहीं, आप मेरे साथ चलिए, आप भी कर लोगे. So same way, how do you chant 16 rounds? आप हमारे साथ chant कीजिए, आपका भी हो जाएगा. That's it. It's not easy and simple. It's like a piece of cake.
यहाँ मैं एक बात माता जी जोड़ना चाहूंगी, बहुत जो मैं चैंटिंग कर रही हूँ उससे मेरे को बहुत ज्यादा हेल्थ में बहुत ज्यादा फर्क आया है. बहुत ही अच्छा लगा है, पॉजिटिव मेरे को वाइब्स आती हैं और मैं चैंटिंग से बहुत ज्यादा एनर्जेटिक फील करती हूँ और पहले से बहुत बेटर हूँ. लेकिन जिस स्थिति में मैं हूँ, डॉक्टर केशवानंद प्रभु जी के लेक्चर्स को सुनती हूँ, तो उसमें यही कहा जाता है कि आपने भक्ति में कभी सेटिस्फाइड नहीं होना कि जहाँ आप वो ठीक है, इट्स ओके, जितना हो रहा है होना चाहिए, उसके आगे आप कहीं पे स्टॉप हो जाओ. कोई बात नहीं, आपको कोशिश करते रहना है. आज आप जिस लेवल पे हो उससे थोड़ा सा और ऊपर उठने की कोशिश करो, उससे नेक्स्ट डे और ऊपर उठने की कोशिश करो. और भक्ति में जितना आप आगे प्रोग्रेस करते जाओगे, कृष्ण आपको और ज्यादा, राधा रानी और आपको शक्ति देंगी ताकि आप और प्रोग्रेस कर. तो अपनी तरफ से आपने एफर्ट्स अपने कम नहीं करने, कोशिश करना है. और सबसे बड़ी बात, अगर आपके अंदर क्वेश्चंस हैं और आप उनको किसी डर की वजह से या किसी वजह से आप अंदर ही रखते हो, तो आपकी जो ग्रोथ है वो कभी नहीं हो पाएगी. आपको सीनियर डिवोटीज की हेल्प लेनी ही पड़ेगी. और सबसे ज्यादा जरूरी तब रहेगा जब आप नॉन डिवोटी फैमिली में हो, क्योंकि आपको और कोई सपोर्ट तो मिलेगी नहीं. आप अकेले हो तो साधु संघ के बिना आपका फॉलो निश्चित है. आपको किसी सीनियर डिवोटी से आपको बात करनी ही पड़ेगी ताकि आपकी भक्ति बढ़े. और माता जी, चैंटिंग का उन्होंने मुझे एक चीज बताई थी कि चैंटिंग ही बैकबोन है कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस की. यदि ये बंद हुई तो सब खत्म हो जाएगा. इसको किसी भी हालत में बंद नहीं करना है. 2 साल से काफी
हरे कृष्ण जी. अदिति माता जी, कैन आई ऐड 2 मिनट्स विथ योर परमिशन?
गो अहेड.
थैंक यू माता जी. दंडवत प्रणाम टू ऑल सीनियर वैष्णवा. पूजा माता जी, ये आपकी कहानी नहीं है, ये सब मंदिर में मोर देन 60% माता जी की कहानी है. व्हेन आई स्टार्ट श्रील प्रभुपादामृता एस्कॉन टेम्पल, आई जॉइंड एट द एज ऑफ 24 माता जी. माई प्रभु जी इज नॉट अलाउड टू गो टेम्पल, सो एच जी किशोरी माता जी, सी इज माई काउंसिलर. तो वो डॉक्टर थे तो कॉलेज से डायरेक्ट आते थे. एंड मेरे ससुर थे वो बहुत फेवरेबल थे. तो ऑलमोस्ट माता जी 8 years नॉट अलाउड टू गो टू द टेम्पल. सो वो जो श्री भागवत गीता सुनाते थे माता जी घर पे आके, एंड मेरे ससुर हमें बहुत मदद करते थे. एंड आई चांट अटेंटिवली माई राउंड. एंड किशोरी माता जी, मेरी छोटी छोटी 2 बेटियां थी, तो उन्होंने बोला नहीं जाना है मंदिर, घर पे बैठ के भी हम अटेंटिवली जपा करके वो श्री भागवत गीता के क्लास लेते हैं. सो माता जी, इवन एच जी जानवा माता जी, एच जी किशोरी माता जी, एच डी, देर इज सो मेनी माता जी स्टोरीज माता जी की. आप जब सुनेंगे तो आंख में से अश्रू धारा बहेगी माता जी की, कैसे कैसे वो भक्ति में आए. एच जी जानवा माता जी जो थे, उनका डिवोर्स हुआ था माता जी, एंड उनके बाद वो बहुत सिंसियर वैष्णव बने. उनकी 2 बेटियां थी, श्यामला गोरी एंड अदर नेम इज हरिप्रिया. एंड आज वो बड़े काउंसिलर है. तो हमारा एक ग्रुप था माताजी 64 माताजी, जहाँ पे ऑन दे डीओटी फैमिली मेंबर डीओटी नहीं थे माताजी, बट दैट माताजी इज हियरिंग ईच एंड एवरी माताजी स्टोरी दैट इज एवरी फ्राइडे 10 मिनट्स और 15 मिनट्स. सो वो जो स्टोरी सुनते थे तो बाकी के माताजी को इंस्पिरेशन मिलता था. देन आफ्टर मेरे ससुर ने अलाउड किया, वो बहुत अच्छे थे, हमारे घर में दिया भी नहीं होता था, उन्होंने श्री राधा रस बिहारी अलाउड किया क्योंकि वो आधा घंटा ही नजदीक था मंदिर से, एंड श्री राधा राज गोपीनाथ वो 1.5 घंटा दूर था मंदिर से. सो जानवा माताजी टोल नो माताजी यू हैव टू गो श्री राधा रस बिहारी. तो माताजी धीरे 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 करके सब एक एक दरवाजा खुलेगा तो 100 दरवाजा एक के बाद माताजी खुलता जाएगा. सो वी हैव टू faith on lotus feet of Shri Radha Gopinath, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev, our Acharya Gan, and yes, Mataji in a Bhakti Sangha, H.J. Priti Vilasani, H.J. Shama Gori, H.J. Lalitangi Mataji, and H.J. Shukhasari Mataji, they are the base of Bhakti Sangha. तो आप माताजी किसी के दे ऑल अंडरस्टैंड हिंदी बहुत अच्छी तरह, तो आप ऑफलाइन यू कैन टॉक विथ एनी माताजी माताजी और वो आपको बहुत इंस्पिरेशन मिलेगा. इवन इन भक्ति संघा ऑल माताजी हैज वन वन स्टोरी. हरी हरी गौरांगा माताजी एंड एवरीबडी नो हिंदी माताजी, डोंट वरी अबाउट इंग्लिश. हरी हरी गौरांगा दंडवत प्रणाम श्री प्रभुपाद श्री गुरुदेव जी गोपीनाथ जी.
बहुत बहुत धन्यवाद माता जी, आपने मार्गदर्शन किया. बहुत बहुत धन्यवाद दंति माता जी, आप सब लोगों का बहुत बहुत शुक्रिया माता जी. धन्यवाद, दंडवत प्रणाम माता जी.
हरे कृष्ण, दंडवत प्रणाम.
हरे कृष्ण, हरि बोल माता जी.
We continue.
Hare Krishna Mataji. So if there are no more questions for Aditi Mataji, so Mataji, Aditi Mataji, so with your permission and with all the devotees' permission, so we can end this call today. Vancha Kalpataruchya Kripa Sindhu Gaye Vacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai, Namacharya Haridas Thakur Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Prabhupada Shilamruta Ki Jai. Hare Grace, Aditi Mataji ki Jai. So much Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you everyone for joining today's Leelamrita class. We'll meet tomorrow for Bhagavatam class. Hare Bol.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.